T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Starkey and Mueller, What's on Tap? Today brought to you by Fatheads Brewery. Jason Mackey at the top of the 3 o'clock hour. That's a little bit of What's on Tap for sure. And then it's Joe's favorite other kind of show. Pirates, Penguins, Steelers, hockey, baseball, football, sports. We got it all. We've got storylines from each of the major teams in town. And we've got lots of disgust with Mr. Straight Outta Buffalo over there.
You like the shirt here, Malsey?
Yeah, it's a good shirt. It's a good shirt because I know that when you wear it, it's like what Roberto Clemente said about being the proudest man on earth when he would put on his uniform. When you throw on a Buffalo shirt like that, I know you're the proudest guy in this studio.
You know who I got it from?
Craig?
Dorn Dickerson.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
He gave me this.
The
jersey.
He gave
me a game-used jersey. And another, and a Buffalo Bills sweatshirt he gave me, all for Christmas. It's the best Christmas gift I've gotten since 73.
Did you get him
anything
in return? No. This is getting to be a disturbing trend here where you get a lot of great gifts because I think people like you, and then you fail sometimes to give back.
I just remembered I got him that Are you scared of Dorn Dickerson shirt from Buffalo member?
Yes, I
do. I think he was very enthralled with that, and this was my reward, basically.
Did you miss me for the day that I was gone last week?
I don't remember. I don't remember what happened yesterday.
You had Gentile Lace in there for an hour.
Oh, we did, yes. Gentile and I had a wonderful time here without you, although you came up. We were trying to decide on names for the little Mueller coming along. Mm-hmm. We decided maybe Joseph Starkey Mueller. Dayon Mueller, perhaps?
I heard that one. Would it be Dayon Steigerwald Mueller?
Could be. Yeah. Sure. There's a lot of possibilities. We're very excited, though. I'm very excited
Thank you. Yeah, I tried to drop it in on you at the very last minute, like a little anvil of news, and then sprint out of the building onto my little vacation time.
Me and my wife and I were very, very, we were on cloud nine that night with a little Mulsey. He's going to be out here. He's going to be arriving. Introduce player introductions. Running out of the tunnel.
Kids running out of the tunnel. That'll be pretty impressive at that point. But no, we're pumped. I'll say it on the air. We put it up on social media later that night, and we're overwhelmed by the outpouring of kind and well wishes from people. So thank you to everybody.
Greatest thing in the world for me. I took my daughter to the game yesterday, and the most enjoyable part, she was all decked out. She had a McCutchen jersey, a baseball cap, Pirates socks. Her mitt, her softball mitt, just in case a foul ball came our way. Got some nice tickets on SeatGeek. Sat about six rows behind the Pirates dugout and had a great time until the ninth inning.
Until the old throw went awry and then kind of everything went to hell in a handbasket, basically.
The Bad News Bears routine. But yes.
You don't expect it from Jordy Mercer, that's for sure. To be the one that opens the floodgates to that particular blow up. And I thought it was a big game for them to win, just to get a split. Then you have a chance to win 2 of 3 against Cincy and still go 4-3, which I believe you said before we parted company wouldn't be the end of the world. Now you really want to get 2 of 3, if not sweep the Reds, because otherwise you start feeling pretty crappy about how you did in these 7 games.
Yeah, I mean, but we don't know that the Pirates aren't these teams yet, really, honestly.
Well, that goes a long way if you get 4 or 5 out of 7 to proving that you're not one of those teams, would I guess be my point.
Sure. And now all of a sudden, you look, and percentage point-wise, I was thinking that, in fact, what you just said late in the game, when they went ahead, I was thinking, man, one game makes everything look so different, even in a 162-game season.
Yep.
They win today, and they're tied in the loss column with everybody else, which is the only column that matters, really. And they're what? They would have been 27-19, a half game out. Instead, they lose the game. Everything what you said is true going into the next one about the homestand at large. They're in fourth place by percentage points, and they have a 3-game losing streak. So it's just it's weird how, you know, cosmetically, everything looks different because of one game. But the story really, Malsey, yesterday, and I think over the weekend, I'm sure you would agree, was Austin Meadows.
Yeah, your daughter got to see that up close and personal. him golf one out of the yard.
And then Jordy golf one out of the yard before his disastrous throw on the next pitch.
Did it? I think maybe I'm mistaken here because I was sort of out of pocket, as we say, for most of the weekend trying to follow along on my phone. But did you not say that it felt muted, or did people not say that his debut felt a little muted compared to other Uber prospects coming up?
I thought going in it felt that way for subdued. Sure. I mean, I remembered even Pedro's debut, McCutchen, Cole. You know,
Cole's had the big deal feel because that was a day game. I seem to recall a daytime game on the weekday. I remember you and I think were both in the building for it in the press
right.
box. Yeah, I mean this
one was delayed, and he's not having a good year at AAA, really.
Yep.
So different factors went into that.
Yeah, I just thought he announced himself rather loudly and impressively at the plate. 5 of 11 is 5 of 11, and pretty good start.
He sure did. And the interesting thing about him is even though he wasn't having a good year at AAA, he was hot. So you wonder, all right, we catch him on his hot streak now. It's happening in the majors. How long do you – maybe this will take care of itself because Marte has an oblique. That seems clear, right?
Yep.
Did they ever officially announce that? I don't know. But
I'm sure there's a lot of discomfort involved, as
sure,
there always
and
is.
And he may be uncomfortable enough to miss about 3 weeks. Who knows? I don't know. What if it's a month? Then it's an almost a non-issue, at least until then. You know what I mean? But what if he's back in a week and this kid's still hot? Then what?
I mean, I think there's a decent chance he'll remain so because it seems to go one of two ways when guys come up. They're either totally overwhelmed by what they're seeing stuff-wise, or I think there's a very clear other example of a guy comes up and no pitcher in the major leagues actually has seen him. And so they challenge him, and if the guy's calm and relaxed or whatever you want to say and has himself kind of in the right frame of mind, he'll rake. And who's to say that Austin Meadows won't keep getting challenged for the next couple of weeks, and while there's still not a big enough book out on him, he's still hammering pitches in the zone?
He might.
And I'm just saying, I think that's a very legitimate possibility, that's all.
It is, and it would be in parting with what we've seen from the last 2 years, basically, from him. You know what I mean? I mean, he really doesn't have much of a track record at AAA at all.
No, I know.
And it just seems, and I understand why people are excited, for sure, but it seems like everybody's ready to put this guy just in the lineup every single day, and the anger toward Polanco is palpable at this point. And he had a bad game yesterday. But I'll tell you, the thing that frustrates me more than anything with him is his lack of progress as a fielder. I mean, come on. The way he tracks fly balls, the one that went off the wall yesterday.
Can you even call what he does track fly balls?
Well, yeah, and the way that if you're, you know, taking the wrong route on a GPS, you're tracking your destination. It's just, come on. That's something that you should be able to work on with his athleticism and get better. But I think he's taking kind of an unfair beating for what's happening at the plate, honestly, this year. And I know he has a .224 average. I know that. He also leads the team in home runs, second on the team in runs, leads the team in walks, and he's actually having a good month. If you define it by OPS, which is on base percentage plus slugging percentage, he's .888. What's the date? 21st? 20th?
21st.
He's having a good month at the plate. He's hitting .273 with an .888 OPS.
I guess if I'm looking at it and I'm looking at, I want like major production out of the guy, he's got, what, 2 home runs all month. He's only got those 2 home runs in almost a month's time. Like he hit his 6th on April 27th against the Cardinals. He's got 2 since then. Like you say there's not progress as a fielder with him. I say it just looks like there's a total stagnation of him. Like you might already be in the danger zone. We can talk about this next, Joe. That he just is what he is as a baseball player. And that I'm starting, even though he's still very young by a lot of standards, although not that young, almost 27, getting closer to
it. No, that's a good point.
I'm starting to wonder.
I know. And I got a text message from somebody pointing out other great Pirates in their 4th full season that'll blow your mind next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.